Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is some more good stuff you really ought to know. Take out that little card that comes with this cassette, and you'll see that it says that every melody is a combination of three elements. It's a broken chord, or it's a scale fragment, or it's a pattern. Now, that may seem obvious to some of you, but rest assured it's not obvious to most folks. There's really no other possibilities if you think about it. No matter what the melody is, whether it's a simple melody like On Top of Old Smoky, where it just breaks up the chord, that melody, it's just the C chord going up, isn't it? Okay? That far, at least, right? Other melodies are, that's a broken chord, but other melodies are a scale fragment. That's not only a scale fragment, that's a whole scale, isn't it? But there's many, many melodies that have, you know, four notes or three notes or five notes out of a scale. They're a fragment, a piece of a scale, aren't they? Or a pattern. That's a pattern, isn't it? That's a pattern, okay? Look at, it doesn't matter what kind of music you're talking about, by the way. If I was talking about Moonlight Sonata, all we have there is two broken chords, okay? That's a C-sharp minor broken chord inverted. And that's the... That's the G-sharp seventh chord inverted. I had to think about that one. Okay? It's just two chords, okay? Here's a pattern. Right? It doesn't matter what you're talking about, whether it's jazz. That's a scale fragment. It's part of the blues. It's a fragment out of the blues scale. So, there's only those three possibilities: a broken chord, a scale fragment, or a pattern. I challenge you to get out some music and to think through that and to look and just decide, is this a broken chord? Is this a scale, piece of a scale, or is it a pattern of some sort? Look at that passage with by Bach that I've printed on that card, by the way. What do you think that is? Well, it's definitely a scale fragment, isn't it? That's the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's first six notes of a D minor scale of some sort. How about this? Same thing. How about the next measure? Those are the three notes of the D minor chord, aren't they? D, F, and A. How about the next measure? Those are three out of the four notes of A seventh chord. How about the next measure? Another scale fragment, right? In fact, I don't even see any patterns. You could call that a pattern as well as a scale fragment, couldn't you? How about the left hand? Both scale fragments? Broken chord. Okay, simple point, but it's an important point, and I want you to think about it the rest of your life. Whenever you see a melody, look for a broken chord. If you can figure out what the broken chord is, you're way ahead, aren't you? Because what? Well, if you know what notes go in that chord, it simplifies your sight reading. It speeds up your sight reading by three or four times. If you know a scale and you see a part of a scale, if you've practiced scales and you know what the scales are, and that's a strong argument for mastering theory, by the way, then when you see a scale fragment, it's not news to you. You've already practiced that scale. You know what that scale is. You know the fingering if you've practiced scales diligently, right? If you've studied through something like Hannon or Czerny, an exercise book, you know about patterns, right? And so you can identify certain patterns. The only other thing you need to know, of course, is intervals. Intervals are involved in all those. They're involved in broken chords, scale fragments, and patterns, aren't they? Interval is simply the distance between any two notes. So it really helps to know that you're jumping up a certain degree there or a certain degree there. You know, it's not just two notes, it's up a third, or it's up a fourth, or it's down a fifth, or, you know. So if you can spot those, that helps a whole lot. Okay, just more good stuff you really ought to know. Bye for now.